Good morning. I want to acknowledge my colleagues, Bob Huttmacher and Lalo Banuelos, that are here present. And I'm going to be talking today about Akela and Pima cotton trials. The San Joaquin Valley, the acreage has been reduced over the past several years to less than a half a million acres, and most of this because of the high value of Pima now is in Pima acreage, and the remainder is in Akela and upland cotton varieties, with over 95% of the remainder is in Akela. And so this presents some unique challenges in defoliation, with the Pima being much more difficult to defoliate and Akela much more difficult to defoliate than the upland varieties. Now, the previous speaker talked about some of the safety issues with the boll buggies, but we're stuck to it. And I know last season we had three out of the four boll buggies that we had available for harvest were down at one time. By the end of the season, we did get them going again. We're fortunately, when we have good seasons like last year and high yielding seasons, where we start off with a warm spring and a moderate summer, and we end up with high yields, and growers are doing a good job to manage the crop so that they are pretty fairly easy to defoliate, and that's the case in most of the cotton fields, but. We do get into two other problems I'll discuss in a minute. And we recognize the incentive to defoliate and harvest early when we have better weather and more hours for harvest. And we're familiar with the work done several years ago. And we've discussed this a lot with our growers in California, indicating that there is some yield reduction and reduction in micron error by going too early. So we want to delay as long as we can, but in some cases it really makes sense to go early. And particularly when we have cases like this where we have a potential of late season insects, and then we have some fields that just get away from us, either by losing the bottom crop or too much fertilizer or losing the middle crop and the crop takes off again. So we know under these conditions that the defoliants are going to perform poorly. It's going to be very difficult to open bowls. We're going to run out of heat units. We're going to need higher rates, sequential treatments, and sometimes it's going to take three applications. And we've done work over the past several years, mostly with pretreatments with GinStar. Adios is a new GinStar similar product, and also with some pretreatments with glyphosate. And this will be most of the discussion I'm going to talk about this morning. The other challenge, we've talked so much about using nodes of a crack bowl to determine when to start your defoliation. And on Pima, we've talked about 3 to 4 nodes above crack bowl, and on Akela, 4 to 5 nodes above crack bowl. But what do you do when you have a lot of missing positions? And this is what we're seeing over the past several years. And so we use a combination of nodes above crack bowl and percent open bowl to start the process. The bulk of the cotton is produced in the southern San Joaquin Valley, and most of the trial work I'm going to be discussing was at the West Side Field Station in the west side of Fresno County. In the late 90s, we conducted a couple years of trials with pretreatment applications of GinStar at 4 to 6 ounce rates. And also we tank mixed combinations with prep back during that period. We did not reduce yields with the 6 node applications with GinStar. However, we saw about 100 pound yield decrease when we added Ethafon to those treatments. And in 2006 and 2007, we focused on a Kayla Phytogen 725. We use a Hagee high clearance multi spray boom. And there's a lot of data here, but essentially there's GenStar plus finish at 3 to 6 ounce rates with or without finish at 12 or 20 ounces. And then we also included GenStar plus cotton quick followed by sodium chlorate and gramoxone. And these so we had treatments going out at the 4-node stage versus the 6-node stage. And just briefly looking at some of the summary data, the treatments at the 6-node application had significantly higher defoliation, desiccation, and most important, open bowl. And this slide demonstrates just the open bowl percentages taken at the same date, showing us that we can start the harvest process a week to 10 days earlier with the 6-node application approach. We took all these treatments to yield. And just briefly looking at some of the overall treatments, in general, there was not a significant difference between any of the treatments, however, except for one treatment here. And there is a trend showing that the treatments that had finish in them at the 6-node application had lower yields. There was not a difference in treatments that did not have finish at the 6-node application. In all the 6-node applications, there was a drop in micronair, however, not to the point where it was going to hurt us. Excuse me. I had a throat surgery about a week ago to stop my my snoring that my wife requested, so I'm kind of struggling here. Moving on to 2007, we changed the treatment slightly, and again we have treatments from a 3 to 6 ounce rate of GenStar with and without finish. And again, we saw a significant benefit of the, looks like my light just went out. We saw a significant benefit of the 6-node applications with improved defoliation. Percent open bowl was significantly improved also. And looking at yield, there was not a statistical difference. A couple of the lower treatments, though, did come out of the 6-node application treatments. One that had prep prior to planting and another one that had GenStar plus finish. And this just demonstrates the advantage of some of the earlier applications with the 6-node GenStar application. Here's a GenStar plus finish, a little more aggressive approach, and improved bowl opening. And this is taken at just a couple days before a field day. And these treatments here had already been treated 3 days before. And so moving on to Pima, we had a number of studies over the years. I'm just going to focus on a couple studies. And in all the studies, we had secondary applications. In this study with phytogen 76, which is a fairly rank variety, we had the same treatments in all of them with GemStar plus Cotton Quick, followed by sodium chlorate and Paraquat. The exception would be treatment 3 was Roundup at the 8 node timing, followed by sodium chlorate and Paraquat. The 10 nodes above crack bowl is when we first see the first bowl opening up, and you can see it's still fairly late when we're treating, but our best defoliation occurred at the 10 node stage. A little difference in desiccation. There's improvement at the 8 and 10 node, and then the open bowl was improved at the 8 or 10 node stage. There was not a statistical difference in yield. However, numerically, there's a bump up with the 8 node application of the GemStar plus Cotton Quick. There was a slight decrease in micronair, but not to the point where it would have hurt us with the earliest application. No difference in other quality parameters. In 2005, we looked at different timing applications on phytogen 800, a very vigorous Pima variety. The yields were low on this site, but again, there was not a statistical difference between any of the treatments between the 10 and the 4 node. There's a slight bump up on the 6 node application timing. In 2003, we looked at 4 different varieties and just pooling all of the varieties. If we can, there's a improved defoliation at the 10 node stage, desiccation. There's not any difference. Open bowl, there's really not much difference, but an improvement over the 4 node stage. There's not a statistical difference between any of the timing on lint yield, but micronair, just a slight drop again, but at the 10 node stage. But I think we need to look a little closer that there is differences between varieties. But it's kind of all over the board. If you look at the Delta Pine, one of the top varieties, the highest yield came out of the 10 node application, Phytogen 78 at the 8 node, and the Hazera 195, there's a slight improvement at the 4 node stage. Now, micronair, the only drop came when we went at the 8 to 10 node stage. So in summary, I think this is a good opportunity for some fields. We don't recommend this certainly across the board, but in some fields to make a certain field fall in line with where the pickers are at the time, a way to get started on some fields, and certainly as we get towards the end of the season, just follow the calendar and determine when the last harvest date is. Would be an acceptable risk. Count back 21 days to the desired harvest rate date, and start in no matter where your nodes above crack bowl is. And what we've been suggesting is the 6 node stage are roughly 40% open bowl using pretreatments of GemStar or Adios. The rate's got to be adjusted on Adios to complement that, plus a bowl opener. If you want to take a more aggressive approach, I think that there's still a possibility of reducing your yield. So I personally, I think this it's better to avoid using the Ethafon at that first application if you can. And on Pima, I think there's some real opportunities in starting early. Last year in all of our work, we kept waiting and waiting, and we finally had to pull the trigger, and the whole station was at 7 to 8 nodes above crack bowl. So, and then follow that with at the 3 to 4 node application, which is 50 to 60% open bowl with There's just a lot of different products at work, either the GenStar audios at the regular rates, and that's going to depend on the weather. Being careful not to go too high so you don't freeze the plants, or the sodium chlorate, paraquat, and et cetera. And sometimes a third application is needed to finish burning the remaining leaves. So with that, I'll stop and be glad to, it looks like I'm out of time.
Yeah.